Good afternoon, everyone. If I could also invite you to please take your seats, grab some sandwiches, some juices, and please join us. A very warm welcome to the Center of International Policy Studies. Bienvenue à tous et à toutes au Centre d'études en politique internationale et à l'Université d'Ottawa. Je m'appelle Alexandra Guéchu, je suis la directrice du CEPI. And on behalf of the Center and the University, it is my great pleasure to welcome all of you to today's event, which marks the second edition already of our annual conference in partnership with AMP Canada. It is truly a privilege as well as a pleasure to welcome back our friends from AMP Canada as we build on a very successful conference that we had this time last year in this same room. A conference titled Finding Canada's Place in a Disordered World. And I think you will agree with me that topic remains as relevant today as it was last year. The world does not seem to be getting any more ordered. In fact, some could argue it is quite the opposite. Today's conference brings together former Canadian heads of mission, academics, think tank experts, students, and members of civil society to discuss critical issues facing Canada and the world. The title of our event, Realities and Illusions of Canadian Foreign Policy, could hardly be more timely. Canada, of course, is seeking to adapt to a rapidly changing geopolitical landscape, more specifically to what our Prime Minister called in his now famous Davos speech, a rupture in the world order. In that same speech, our Prime Minister suggested that countries like Canada are not powerless, that we do have the capacity to help shape a new international order grounded in values such as respect for human rights, solidarity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. Now, for students of international relations such as myself, statements about power, and especially the power of the less powerful, as he mentioned, building on a famous speech by Václav Havel, immediately triggers all kinds of questions. Questions about the nature of that power, its sources, its forms of expression, and certainly its limits. Now, I fully agree with our Prime Minister that the power of the less powerful, however we think of it, must begin with honesty. To me, that sounds like a wonderful invitation to come together for a conversation about the realities and the illusions of Canadian foreign policy. In bringing all of you together, we are truly advancing our mission at CIPS. As many of you know, our core mission is to stimulate an informed debate about pressing issues facing Canada in the world. And I could hardly think of more pressing questions and issues than the ones that we are addressing today. Equally, I could hardly think of a better partner for having these kinds of conversations than AMP Canada, whose members bring together an amazing wealth of expertise and knowledge about Canadian foreign policy. So I'm deeply grateful to Michael Small, the president of AMP Canada, to his entire team for their wonderful work, for their friendship, for partnering with us to make this event possible. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to the entire team. I am equally thankful to all our panelists, speakers, and moderators, all of whom have very impressive CVs and very busy schedules, and yet they've made time to join us today. And for their time and their insights, I am truly grateful. Thank you so much. And finally, I wish to express my deep thanks to all of you, the audience, whether you're joining us in person or online. We truly value your presence and we very much look forward to your questions and comments. And don't worry, we'll have plenty of time for questions during each of our panels. Now, in a moment, I will invite Michael Small to say a few words on behalf of his organization. But before I do that, I hope you will allow me, as is our custom at CIPS, to start by giving voice to the Indigenous affirmation. We pay respect to the Algonquin people, who are the traditional guardians of this land. We acknowledge their long-standing relationship with this territory, which remains unceded. We pay respect to all Indigenous people in this region, from all nations across Canada, who call our national capital home. We acknowledge their traditional knowledge keepers, both young and old. and we honor their courageous leaders, past, present, and future. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful conference. I thank you again for your presence, and I'd like to invite Michael Small to take the floor and say a few words. Thank you all so much.
Bienvenue à tous et à toutes. Vraiment, c'est un grand plaisir d'être ici avec vous à notre deuxième conférence sur la politique étrangère du Canada. I think Alexandra has wonderfully covered the raison d'être for this conference, so let me just say a couple of words. This year's title really emerged as an act of mutual brainstorming. It was a little conversation between myself and Patricia Fortier, who was part of our organizing committee and was a moderator last year, and you, Alexandra. And I would note that we had this conversation in early December of last year, 2 months before the Prime Minister's now famous speech. And at one point we were kicking around ideas about, you know, what would Canada's security future was like. And you identified some particular issue and said, it's a complete illusion to think that Canada could dot, dot, dot. And I said, that's a great phrase. Maybe we could grasp that. Maybe we could formulate this conference around realities and illusions of Canadian foreign policy. So I think we were channeling the zeitgeist, which has now been more fully developed. And as a topic, it presents lots of opportunities for some critical reflection on where Canada's been and where it's going, and the breadth of what now has to be taken into account under the term foreign policy. I won't say anything more because the conference will now unfold. I'll just add a couple of words. Last year, this is being, of course, live streamed. It will be recorded. We hope to post it as a YouTube video on both the SIP site, as was done last year, and on the AM Canada's website. With luck, we may be able to generate, using AI tools, a written transcript from each session. It's become a lot easier to do that. So look for that as well, because that's an easy way of reviewing what people have said if you want to check it again. Really, the only other thing I will say is just to thank the many people that's made it possible to come here. Of course, the moderators and the panelists, several of whom have come from outside of Ottawa to be here today with us, which was great. I had a small organizing committee that helped pull this together of members of our association, which really helped brainstorm exactly who to invite and how to structure things, which was indispensable. And we've had a number of partners, which I'd like to name. They're there up on the slide. First and foremost, of course, SIPS here at the University of Ottawa, but also the Canadian Foreign Service Alumni Association, the Canadian Global Affairs Institute, the Canadian International Council, the Center for Global Pluralism, La Paz, l'Association Professionnelle des Agents de Service Extérieur, and of course, the Parliamentary Center, and although their logo isn't on the slide, Global Affairs Canada, of whom many of your Global Affairs employees are here. So we really try to cover the range of both governmental and non-governmental institutions, at least in this town, that take an interest in foreign policy. And I know a lot of people are listening online overseas. I'd like to just finally just mention a couple of specific thanks to a couple of other people who've been instrumental in bringing this together. Alexandra on your side, Zachary Cadieu from your events team has been great to partner with, Gervais and his folks as well on your team who've helped bring this together. And on our side, I'd very much like to specifically thank Doug George, who handles our IT and makes sure that that is going to be staying on track, and Karen Reinecke, who's had to do double duty in getting the annual general meeting, which many of us participated this morning, and this event to land at the same time on the same day. So Karen in particular, I think all of us has interacted with you directly or indirectly in making this afternoon's event happen. So merci beaucoup. And with that, yeah, thank you.